and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
Hey, VOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 20th of September, warming up already, 77 degrees on our way to 101 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Clara Korn of Bloomhouse Youth Services. Clara, good morning. How are you?
Hi, thank you for having me this morning.
You bet. Well, I guess we've got some pivoting to talk about with the Art Attack event that's scheduled for this weekend. What is happening?
We do. Unfortunately, I'm so glad that I'm on today to give an update because it's a perfect time to give this update as our event is this Friday. But unfortunately, I really have the misfortune to have to give you the news that we don't have enough of our artists who are interested, able to be there. We've had several who were interested have to cancel due to other things happening on the same weekend, personal issue, different things going on their calendar. And so even though we have the DJ, we have the food trucks, with the few artists we have, we're just unable to fill the space. And I want the event to be really worth it for the artists and have enough people be able to come out. And so instead what we've done, and this is just last night, Jen and I had a conversation and my staff and figured out what we could do, which is really to move to an online event. And we hope that we'll be able to have this big event in person at the Emporia Arts Council in future. But with the number of artists that we have, and with it being Tuesday now and the event on Friday, we just don't think that we can fill the space.
Understood. How many, how many artists did you wind up getting set up here for the Art Attack, and how is this going to work online?
Well, we'd hope to have our total between 12 and 15, and we currently have 5. And so what we're going to do is shift online by having the silent auction online, which we have had an incredible outpouring of donation items. Artists who couldn't make it to do a booth were able to donate lovely pieces. We have hand-crocheted, absolutely gorgeous crocheted items. We have paintings. We have resin art. Just you name it, some really great stuff. But we don't have the amount to fill the space. And so what we're going to do is go to a silent auction, but an online auction format, which will start on Friday and go throughout the weekend. And we'll be able to upload videos throughout the weekend to have sort of an online weekend-long event. So if you go to the page and you, follow the page and click the event page on Facebook, we'll be having it mostly on there. We'll be uploading things throughout the entire weekend. It'll be for donation only. We're not doing ticket sales anymore because of this. So anyone who already did buy a ticket will have their money refunded to them today. All the artists who did sign up will have theirs refunded, unless, of course, they want to maintain it as a donation. So it'll be donations heavy all weekend to just really push what we're doing, why we're doing it, and showcase some artwork.
So this will be on the Bloomhouse Facebook page then?
That's right. Yeah, it's been really hard to make this decision because we were all really looking forward to this event. But sometimes things happen, and I think it can still be really fun.
So when will you be launching the online auction then? When can people start bidding?
Yeah, I will launch it on Friday at 8 a.m. And so early Friday morning it will start, and it will go all the way until Sunday at 11:59.
Okay, yeah. And this will be at Bloomhouse, KSYouthServices.org?
bloomhousekf.org. There'll be a change up to our Facebook or our website page for the event, which is Artitech. The lots of ways you can get to the event page, which will be you can go to our website and click on Artitech. It's still the name. We have lots of good art. And click on Artitech, and then you'll be transported to the page that shows our event page on Facebook. Or you can just search for us on Facebook by looking for Bloomhouse Youth Services, and you'll find our event pop up. We'll use the same exact event page. We'll just be updating it. So anyone who's already following it will be able to see the updates right away.
Clara Corns joining us here with, again, the format change for the Artitech, which was set up here for Friday in person. Now it's going to be online again, bloomhouseks.org, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Last time we had you on here, Clara, we had you specifically on the morning show, and then here a couple of weeks back we had you and Jen on with us on the Talk of Emporia. Give us an update kind of how things are working here for Bloomhouse and the youths that you serve now that the school year has started. And specifically, I'm kind of curious about, have you seen that transition to more weekend-based traffic as you'd been thinking about at the start of the semester, or are you still kind of seeing the traffic pretty well scattered throughout the week?
I think I'm still seeing it a little bit scattered throughout the week, but I do think that our Saturday breakfasts have picked up, and I anticipate that we'll continue to see more of that. Although we haven't necessarily seen a dip elsewhere, it's kind of interesting to see where it lands. Although I would say during the school session, there's almost nothing, which is good. That's a good sign. I hope that means that we have a lot of kids staying in school and not making the choice to drop out. Although it also, if I'm being logical, means that there are some who have dropped out that we haven't reached yet.
For folks that don't know, talk about who you serve and how you serve them.
Thank you. Yeah, we are a runaway and homeless youth service here in Emporia, Kansas. And so we help youth who've run away or are contemplating running away. We hope that they'll reach us before they make that decision, as well as homeless youth for whatever reason that they may be unhoused. And at-risk youth, we do a lot of prevention, working with the youth and the families who are in any kind of at-risk of homelessness situation due to disagreements within the family or, like whether they're in danger of being kicked out or due to financial strains on the family where they're in danger of being evicted. So we work with the youth and the entire family.
All right, Clara, one more time. Let's talk about the revamped Artitech. How will this work and when will the online auction start?
Thank you. I feel like it's back in 2020 and we're moving things online again. I hate to have to do that, but I'm just going to look at the silver lining and think that it's still going to be a really fun event and maybe even more accessible to people who couldn't have made it in person. So we're shifting only due to not having enough artists for the space sort of last minute, and we do still have a lot of great art, incredible silent auction items. So we'll be posting all of this by Friday at 8 a.m., that's when everything will go live. We'll do a few teasers leading up to that about some of the items that we have. And then you'll have videos and posts throughout the weekend on that very same Facebook event page. And that will all be happening from 8 a.m. on Friday up to 11:59 p.m. on Sunday.
Sounds good. Well, Clara, in case people want more information about what you're doing at Bloomhouse in addition to Artitech, how do they get that?
Oh, they can give us a call at 208-1199 or go to our website or Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or just type Bloomhouse KS or Bloomhouse Kansas in on Google and you'll find us whatever way you prefer to connect.
Clara, thanks for your time as always. Keep up the good work and good luck with your event this weekend.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, that's Clara Corn, who is the Bloomhouse Youth Services Administrator, joining us on our primetime newsmaker, Chuck.
All right. If you want to be part of the newsmakers, I'm still looking at the 30th, but that's